Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
It's not a beautiful day outside, but it's a great day to be Irish, great day to be at Freighters, and having to support the United Way of St. Clair County. Raffle tickets, breakfast, all that will help support the cause, and of course we're having a great time doing it. We're joined right now by one of the members of the Citizens Review Committee of the United Way, Heron Stanley from SC4. Good morning, Heron.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Relatively new to the CRC, correct?
Absolutely. I've been on the CRC for a little over a year and a half. But yeah, that's kind of new for that group.
What does the Citizens Review Committee do?
So when we get applications that come in, people looking for monies, so the CRC actually reviews those applications and makes sure that the money is going to what it's supposed to be going to.
And I've always wondered, what's the harder job, raising the money or allocating the money? And then people that are on both sides of it will say that their job is harder. It's not an easy job, is it?
It's not. I mean, because you want to give everybody that money. You mm-hmm. know, most of these organizations are doing great work in the community, but you really have to evaluate and make sure that the organization is viable. Yeah. That the money is going to be able to sustain the programs that they're looking to do. So it can be very difficult.
What do you want people to know about their United Way dollars? If they're going to buy raffle tickets here today, if they're doing payroll deduction, if they're going to write a check, whatever they do to support the United Way.
I just want people to know that the United Way takes very seriously where their money goes to. We're really looking at making sure that the community is getting that money and getting it in an equitable way, and making sure that inclusion is being met.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why it's so important for the United Way to meet its goal, or at least come close to it, because the more money that you have to allocate, the better it is, right?
Absolutely. The CRC, when we do sit down and do our reviews, basically we have to factor in, okay, if we don't make this goal, how much are we going to cut off of that organization's mm-hmm. Ask? And so yeah. That's always difficult, too, because you have to evaluate, like, you know, are we going to take a couple thousand dollars off here? Do we take a couple thousand dollars off there?
Yeah, not easy at all.
No, not at all.
Yeah, you mentioned that not only are you new, but you're one of the younger members of the committee, right?
I am. So, you know, I really didn't know what I was getting into. Mm-hmm. Brent had actually asked me to join the CRC a couple years ago, I think, as I started to see him more often during chamber events. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't quite sure. I didn't know if I could take on the extra responsibilities. And then finally we sat down and met, and so I'm glad that I did it.
What would you say to somebody in that position like yourself that's been asked to volunteer for the United Way or any other nonprofit?
Yeah, I think when you're volunteering, certainly give it a try. You know, if it's something that you can't really meet those responsibilities, you know, you can have those conversations, but it's always worth getting out there and helping. You know, even if you're helping for a day or two, an hour or two, you know, that help is well needed.
We were just talking before we went on the air about how busy things have been where you work at SC4. STEM Fest last Saturday, you had a great turnout for that, didn't you?
Yes, we did. Well over 3,000 people, so it was amazing.
And then you got a lot of other stuff on the horizon in the next week, don't you?
Absolutely. So actually last night we had the Detroit Youth Choir. Tonight we have a book discussion for Resuscitive for the Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, which is where I work. Next week we have the basketball tournament. We have a book discussion with that. We have some former Olympians that will be on campus. Yeah. So, yeah, a lot going on.
Pretty cool stuff. Heron, appreciate you stopping by. Get some breakfast. Have fun. Happy St. Patrick's Day. By the way, I want to mention, like I've been commenting on everybody, you know, all decked out in green. This is one of the easiest days of the year for a Spartan. You've got your Spartan shirt.
Go green.
Go green. I got to say it, too, because it's St. Patrick's Day. But, yeah, if you're a Spartan fan, 12:15, they tip off today against USC. Good luck to
Absolutely.
The Spartans. But you've got your green on.
Yeah, I do.
It's Sparty
all
green.
All the time.
All right.
Thank you.
Heron, thanks so much. Heron Stanley with us on WPHM as we continue our St. Patrick's Day broadcast from Freighters in Port Huron. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back. We're going to talk with Terry Nolan from Irish Rose Travel. She started this all 20 years ago. She's here this morning, and I'm so excited to see Terry. She's going to join us next on WPHM.